thank you everyone for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which you watch an episode of the Golden Girls and then we break it down scene by scene like crazy people. I'm Anthony D'Asamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And I'm Kirsten Albert. Sorry, I do my own introduction.
Okay, that's totally fine. And this is
Heidi Geldes Young.
Yay! We're all doing our own intros.
Yeah.
And today we're doing something a little different. We are actually on the road as we speak.
I'm trying not to drive over the bumps so I don't make any noise.
It's okay. I'm going to do tons of noise removal and people can listen to this or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to our podcast recorded in a car, that's your funeral.
Yeah, so yay. Fuck you. Yeah.
So starting out defensive.
Thank you for being here. Heidi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you guys back there?
We are fantastic. So we're on our way to Austin, actually. We just finished eating. And we actually watched the Golden Girls episode in a Ramona's Cafe in, what is it?
Lordsburg,
New Mexico. So shout out to
horrible. Don't ever come here.
Just
there's
come.
There's nothing.
There was nothing.
In the daylight, it's scary. That's how bad this place is.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we might have to drive back at night, but I hope not. Goodness gracious. But yeah, shout out to our Lordsburg fans.
Yeah.
All none of you.
Oh, there's probably someone at Lordsburg that listens and is just crying right now.
It was the guy in the apron outside.
That skillet, though, was on point.
That skillet was delicious. Delicious.
Yeah. Oh, it was good. I had a good tamale. Let's be fair.
Yeah, my chorizo is delightful. A lot of Christian writery on the walls, but it was all right. So we watched an amazing episode while we waited for our food. It is season 4, episode 17, and it is titled "You Gotta Have Hope." And the original air date is February 25th, 1987. And as we do with every...
2 years and 1 month before I was born. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
As we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of what we watched.
All right. Dorothy is the chairperson of a charity event where she has to plan a fundraiser. And she has to pick out an MC and some talent. And it is life or death, apparently. And their MC cancels, but it's not a problem because Rose says she can get Bob Hope because he's her dad.
Yeah. And they're all like, wait, they're like, whoa, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, I was adopted. And they're like, why haven't you told us about this? And I'm like, because it's convenient for the storyline.
Oh my God, that drove me insane.
All right, yeah. She very casually mentions that she's an orphan.
And then Sophia tries to get into the
show. Sophia becomes a talent agent, tries to worm her way into the show.
Right.
So, and then, Sophia's banging some old dude, right?
Alfonso.
Yeah,
Alfonso,
who's a magician.
With a PH.
Yeah. And she's all like, what did she say? I can get you, like, a good act as long as you put my horrible magician on the show?
Right, so those women aren't going to get paid. This is what she's saying.
The triplets.
The triplets.
Which I don't think anybody talked about yet.
What were you going to say, Heidi?
No.
Okay. Excuse me. I just say it, so I'm burping. Okay, and we've done the whole, your guys' background with the Golden Girls, so we don't need to talk about that, right?
Do you guys have any updates on your Golden Girls histories?
So, no, I watched, like, the third episode with you guys, I think.
And that's it.
I don't know this woman's name, but I call her Slut. And then she's the Slut Golden Girl.
Yeah.
And then the oldest one, who's actually the youngest, right?
Yeah, Sophia.
And then Betty White. And then manly woman.
you've grown. I feel like you're a lot more knowledgeable of them.
Yeah. We're teaching.
Did you not grow up watching it or something?
No,
oh, okay.
I've never seen an episode until I did this podcast.
Until we made her watch it.
Weren't you like our second or third guest,
you're
I
like
believe?
Our second yeah. guest yeah. for a third episode.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you.
And then this is the last episode because we're going to die.
Yeah.
We're going to die in this car. Full circle, guys.
Farewell podcast. Bye.
Okay, so...
Our remains are charred.
We're going to die with Ramona's cafe in our bellies.
Yeah. But like the Golden Girls, we'll live on forever because yes. of the podcast.
God, our podcast will go... I hope like if we... die like in the right now, like somebody finds our podcast and puts it up.
I hope that's our top priority. Actually, yeah. when I find
like, our families listen to it, like every time they want to remember us.
How do they know? All right, so we start off and at this theater, this spacious theater that they I guess could afford to rent to do auditions. So the Golden Girls are sitting at this. At this auditions table, and the first act is this giant black dude who I say that because later they made fun of that, his race, right? Mm-hmm. And he's singing Puff the Magic Dragon. Am I wrong?
Yes, yeah.
Playing
yeah,
I'm guitar.
Wrong. I know. He's singing Puff the Magic Dragon.
But he sounds like that Hawaiian ukulele guy.
Yeah. The one that was over the rainbow.
Right? Yeah, it is.
Ooh. Yeah. That over the rainbow dude.
That was the worst over the rainbow, like, impersonation of that guy ever.
And then he was like, oh, I can sing way louder if I take more steroids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so you want to have, like, small testicles?
That was a ball joke.
I think it's worth it if he can sing like Barbara Mandrell, as he says.
Barbara. And Dorothy responds with that'll work in jail or something?
That would work like in a what did she say? Like some inner city thing?
No, she said like
that'll
get you desserts in jail.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I know.
Wow.
That's so, yeah. So she just assumes he's going to be a jailbird or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then Sophia, they sort of state that every person has sucked this far. But there's like all these people behind her that are waiting to audition. And I'm like, those people suck, and you're like yelling that out in front of them.
And they have legit costumes, so.
Yeah. There was like a ballerina doing like pliés. There was like a woman in a muumuu and a wig. I assume she was going to do stand up. Because
she's Carrot Top's mom.
Carrot Top's mom was going to audition. Carrot Top was in her belly in that episode.
And then Carrot Top took that singer's steroids.
Yeah, he heard that black guy say steroids, and he's like, I'm down for that. Okay, and so then Sophia is like, it's my turn to audition, kind of, wait, not really. She's a talent agent. And so she announces these three, what were they called, the twins? The Laura Letta
something triplets.
The triplets, but I call them Butterface triplets.
The Butterface. So the Butterface.
They were like old, but they had great legs.
Yeah,
amazing great, bodies, great, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later, we find out that they have thighs that can kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, they're basically like dressed like Richard Simmons.
Like if you covered their face, you'd think they were 20. You know.
Yeah. I would bang them, all the three of them. That's probably how they get laid. They just, they're like, just put bags on their heads. I don't know.
They're like the natural Dolly Partons.
Yeah, yeah.
Without any work done.
And so,
And then one of them, okay, so the three triplets, they all played guitar and sang, and they were, like, supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, the middle one was just playing one note the whole time on the guitar, like...
The middle chord, she was just plucking it, and then nothing else. So the two other ones are talented. The middle one, she sucks the dick.
she sucks.
Which is also
she
a
sucks
talent.
Dick it's because t- she can't play guitar.
So they're all talented.
Yeah.
She's
well,
she's,
I don't play guitar either. I guess I suck dick. Which I do.
I suck dick and I can pretend play guitar. So then she's like, so they're amazed. The Golden Girls are like, this is amazing. And Sophia's like, I'm going to charge you though. And then Dorothy's like, oh hell no. This is a charity. Like, we're not going to pay you. There's tons of other acts and stuff. And so basically Sophia's like, well then fuck you guys. She tells them to wait in the van. Like, they can't even...
Yeah, she tells the triplets to go wait in the van.
They can't even, like, hang out, like...
And listen and negotiate.
I thought it sounded kind of rapey. Like, she was going to go work them later.
The middle one, of course.
Yeah, obviously. She's like,
yeah, the other two are spotters.
Okay. They serenade with their guitars.
They just watch.
They plug the dude's butthole. With his, they plug his pube, his butthole pubes.
Too far, Anthony.
Yeah.
Too far.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is a family podcast.
Sorry, guys. Okay, so then they're like, fuck, we haven't found any talented people in Miami, Florida. Yeah. It's not a cultural mecca there. So, sorry, guys. Okay, the next scene, they're in the kitchen. And it turns out that Blanche walks in. Dorothy's sitting at the table. And Blanche is distraught, as per usual. And
that's her main mode. It's like distraught or horny.
Yeah.
Yeah, or distraught horny.
Distraught
She's
horny.
The slut?
Yeah, the slut. So slut is distraught. Ooh, I'm a poet and I know it. And she's like, oh, the Kent Ferguson, the weatherman that was gonna host the show, Kent bailed out on us. Obviously,
you need a celebrity MC, right?
Right. Which reminds me of our own Arizona's Funniest Person, yeah, with a day job host weatherman fiasco.
Is that the same weatherman who shat on somebody's lawn?
No, that was a different dude. Yeah,
that'd be funny though.
Yeah,
that would be great.
For those of you listening, there was a Arizona newscaster who took a shit on a public lawn.
He got arrested, right?
Which I do it all the time. And
he's like, 100% chance of brown rain. Mudslides. Mudslide warning, guys.
Thunderstorms.
Oh, man. Okay. So, Gene Shalit, who I don't know who that is.
Gene Shalit.
He also bailed.
He
threw up on him.
No, it was, Willard Scott was, basically, who was a Today Show weatherman. That's why Kent canceled, because he got a chance to fill in for Willard Scott. Because Willard Scott threw up on Gene Shalit.
He got sick from shallots.
I tuned out once it got confusing. I was like, I just understand that nobody can do this.
Yeah.
And that's all I need to know.
Well, it was like a really long monologue, paused for laugh breaks, and we're like in the middle of this diner, tiny little diner.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what did she say?
Well, they wanted to force the Gene Shalit and the sick from shallots joke, and it was not working. It's like, okay, we get it. Fine.
This was a very anti Gene Shalit crowd.
Yes.
Like, they all cheered when they found out he got thrown up on.
Who is Gene Shalit?
He's a film critic that was on Today Show.
Okay. Like Ebert and Roper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's worth being vomited up. Yeah. Or less two dudes fucking after the show. Because I think, weren't they fucking Roger and Ebert?
I don't think so.
That's what I thought. two thumbs up their butts.
You like slandering famous people as being gay. Like the other day when you said Leo DiCaprio was bisexual.
Oh,
there's like
on
no
Kill
evidence
Tony.
Of that.
No, there's a list out there. If you Google Leonardo DiCaprio.
There's like one website, some person's like trolling. And he's like, Leo DiCaprio is bisexual. And you're like, oh, this is really reputable.
I thought I read it in high school. In like a thing.
On Wikipedia.
On Wikipedia in high school in 2004.
That's a computer lab. Wall,
bathroom wall.
Is yeah. Just Leo. It just says Leo is dick sucker. On the bathroom walls. Okay. So then Sophia's like, yo, I will give you the Butterface Sisters for free if you let my the great Alfonso on your show. And it's just like her, the guy she's banging, right? Because she was like, he's great. Also, he's a great magician. So obviously, like, some shit's going down. He's like magic in the bedroom.
He's tearing the pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's putting her...
He's putting more wrinkles in that crotch.
The bunny is in her pussy.
That's he's waved his magic wand.
Which I said, like, this. Nobody's ever seen this guy act before, and I think that, like, this episode was his big break, and then he dies.
Yeah, he dies shortly after.
I think he died during. I think there were probably two or three.
They replaced him.
It was like The Crow. They just used, like, 3D... computer-generated graphics to finish the movie.
It's like the Roseanne daughter replacement.
Yeah, they replaced him with baby Sarah Chalk.
Sarah Chalk just pops in halfway like, hey. Through.
I'm Alfonso!
Alfonso! I'm 5 years old!
I'm banging Sophia! No,
she would have been like 10, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys let us know how old Sarah Chalk is 1989. Okay.
87.
87? No. Yeah. Oh, we're 89 now. We moved. Four seasons went by.
There are lots of mullets.
Lots of mullets. And so, less mullets, but still mullets around. Okay. And so, Dorothy sort of cries. She's like, the ladies, I'm going to be the fool of the ladies' auxiliary group. What does that mean?
No, I was going to ask. What does that mean?
That's the name of the charity that they're representing. It's this ladies auxiliary, like basically, is fundraising, and
that's all that means.
And basically Dorothy is just planning this all out of spite.
Yeah,
like it's not about charity. It's about looking good in front of these women.
Yeah, she doesn't. Okay, why does she want to be friends with these horrible women? They just talk shit about her. To her
face.
She's
such a like tough lady, and she never cares about anyone else, so
right.
It didn't make any sense why she was like so bent on making sure that they appreciated and thought she was like the shit.
Right. I don't know. Maybe she just really wanted to do stand-up and do like time in between sets. Like, it's like I gotta follow good acts, so they like my jokes. And it didn't happen. Sorry, Dorothy. They still had awful, awful people on the show. Okay, so then...
They never said whether or not they sold enough tickets, but...
I know, right?
But that lady, so... The lady who's head of that, like, thing...
That biatch.
What was her name?
Frida. Frida.
Bitch. Was, was all like, do you guys even have, like, anybody, like, good on your show? And then Betty White's all, oh, yeah, we have Bob Hope. And everyone's like, oh, okay, that's great. Thanks, bye. Like, they just totally accepted it without asking any questions.
And then they left.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but before that, they were just talking about in the meeting how they were able to get some kind of cult leader.
Oh, yeah.
What
the
was
meeting
that about?
Opened with the fundraiser to defund the local cult is in action. And somebody in the panel, some board member's son, finally escaped. And that's sort of like a brush away moment of this, I don't know, like cult thing. Well, I don't even know what they were raising money for. What was it for? The cult? To defund a cult?
I think the cult was something separate. Like they just kind of said, well, they just kind of talked about how like somebody's son was basically reprogrammed after being in a cult and back in law school, and then everyone
which is
was
also a cult.
And then everyone was
which makes you ask more questions than just being okay with whatever they're saying.
Right.
But everyone in the meeting just accepted it, and then they were like, "Oh yeah, we've got this super, super important fundraiser.
Right,
our biggest fundraiser ever. Dorothy, you're the chairperson. Take it away."
How Okay, I don't know. How did that woman know that Dorothy didn't do all this shit? You know? Like, how did that get to her? Was she, like, listening in? Did Rose tell her? Like, I don't understand.
I feel like the ladies' auxiliary is probably, like,
just gossip city.
A big goddamn deal in Miami, Florida.
Like, there's, like, seven members.
What does that even mean, women's auxiliary?
I feel like auxiliary means, like the auxiliary cable in a speaker, right?
So I kind of took it like a junior league kind of thing where it's just a bunch of, like, housewives and
we gotta defund cults.
Maybe they were, like, trying to take down that, like, Mormon cult.
Oh, maybe it was a Mormon cult.
With that guy who fucked a bunch of kids. Anyways.
Exactly.
So Rose comes in, right?
Yeah.
Saying that she spoke to someone at NBC to get Bob Hope.
Yeah, so she talked to an NBC receptionist, but we never find out what the convo was, you know, which I thought was, like, kind of like a cliffhanger.
Yeah. I mean, did we fully flesh out where she said that she was
adopted?
She was adopted.
Oh, yeah. We didn't.
Oh yeah, she said that Rose said that we should get Bob Hope because Hope is her father, and
Jesus Christ,
and she was adopted. She was adopted at age 7. She spent 7 years in the St. Olaf orphanage, and she used to watch movies with Bob Hope in them and think he was her dad.
But
she would write letters to him as well.
How old is Bob Hope, first of all? Is he dead in 1989?
Oh. He's probably in his... At this point, he's probably in his 80s. Probably in his late 80s.
Because currently, though, he's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. Yeah, he's become an airport.
Yeah.
That's it.
But they're renaming that airport. He's dead. He's a dead airport as well.
They're renaming it to... Bob Hope is Dead Airport.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what it's called now. Just people don't know.
That's his full name.
Oh, man.
There is no hope for Bob.
There's no hope for
Bob. Abandon all ye hope.
who flies here.
You're going to die, guys.
You're going to die like Bob Hope.
But he could be your dad.
The terrorists win here. Yeah.
So Rose went and saw him at a show and stood up and she's like, "This is my dad. This is my dad." And so weird. Like that, like I don't know what happened. Like she was just like, "I came from those balls." Like
she even said that it was a fantasy. Like that's what would help her get through those years of being in the orphanage.
Was she going through psychosis? Like I don't understand.
I don't know. She also talks about being an orphan so casually.
Yeah.
And everyone just goes, "Oh, I didn't know you were an orphan."
Yeah.
Weren't they, like, friends with her forever? Like,
yeah.
They've been friends for a long time now. And so she's never mentioned it. And it's always... I think what that happened is they got a new writer who was just like, "I'm going to fuck shit up." For all the... I'm just going to erase continuity for all the time she's talked about her mom and the episode with her mom where they, like, cry together because she has Alzheimer's and where they go to town. Like, it's just, it's so odd, you know, and then all the stories of growing up. What was that, Heidi?
I was going to say, was it during sweeps or something and they just had to, like, thicken the plot for, like, sake of getting picked up again?
Yeah.
It was in February, so that would have been sweeps.
Yeah.
So they're like, "Oh, we need names.
We got to bring in the orphan storyline." Orphan storyline and Bob Hope.
And then they show a clip, like a preview, and they're like, "I was an orphan." And it was like, "Oh my God, we got to watch Golden Girls this week."
Everyone tune in for an all special Golden Girls episode.
Orphans and Bob Hope. And magic. And an actor dies during the show. Okay, so the ladies just get the fuck out of there. They're like, "Bye, bye." Like, they're tripping over each other. They got to get out because that's their cue.
Board meeting over.
Yeah, the director told them, "You get up and you go."
No new business, no adjourning, whatever.
Yeah, no.
We have Bob Hope. That's good enough. Bye.
Yeah, Bob Hope. All right, bye-bye. Okay, so So the magician and Sophia come in, and there's this whole bit with the keys where he's trying to bend her key, Dorothy's keys, while she's trying to find out from Rose what exactly conversation occurred between her and an NBC receptionist. And it just ends with she ended up bending Dorothy's keys, which I would have been pissed.
The magician bent the keys. Yeah.
So he's a real magician. So, like, why don't you book him? He just, later on, he's, like, trying to get on the show. And, like, don't you remember that he ruined your keys? Anyway, that's my point.
But he didn't fix them.
He didn't, yeah.
That's like cutting a person in half and not putting them back together.
Yeah. Which I had hoped that would happen to Bob Hope. He just comes out and he's cut in half. His intestines just... Then he's dead at Bob Hope Airport.
And then he becomes an airport.
His body parts are scattered throughout the whole airport in Burbank.
That's sweet.
God, I hope he was like some sort of misogynist, because we're talking a lot of shit. Okay.
He was a good guy.
Yeah. Oh, was he? Okay,
yeah,
never
you're
mind.
Good guy.
No, I think that's Don Rickles.
It's all jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all jokes. Yeah, he's like, I gotta flesh out this political stuff I'm working on.
Well, that comes later.
That comes later. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, jumping ahead. Okay, so then they're in the kitchen. Sophia, Dorothy, and Blanche are like basically talking shit about Rose. And they're like, I can't believe she did this. Like, fuck her, blah, blah, blah.
I can't believe she was adopted.
Yeah. No wonder she was adopted. Yeah.
And then what the manly woman was all, oh, she's so crazy, we need to just smother her to death. Like,
yeah.
I think it's time to kill her because she's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she was adopted.
Murder.
I think I said the smothering part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
This Heidi person just came into the scene.
Like, bitch, Heidi was like all...
I am a manly woman.
This manly woman, Heidi.
So Heidi was in the show in 1889.
Fucking shoulder pad.
Wasn't her joke something about we need to end her life? I thought.
She that was all Heidi. She's like, we should.
What was the joke?
She said something about, like, we should take her to a psychiatrist and give him a. Something about, like, a. Not a problem, but, like, a. Oh, shoot. I forget the word she used, but something about, like, so it's going to be, like, a tough, you know, a tough person to, like, break and, like, actually fix.
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
It wasn't that clever.
Yeah.
Mine was. That's why I asked.
It wasn't that clever, and you trying to fix it. It was, no.
Yeah, we all. You know what? She said smothering.
Yeah.
She did.
This is fucking kill the bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Where's your hope now? Okay. So then they read in the paper. They read in the paper, Bob Hope's going to be at this golf course. Come and fucking stalk him. Like, this is just announced. Like, this is a headline. And
it's like front page news.
Yeah,
it's from Florida. Page. When a kid just got eaten by an alligator there.
Yeah.
At Disneyland.
No, a cult just broke up, and that's what's in the news.
Yeah.
And so...
A cult of alligators.
A cult of alligators. A cultigator. Oh, man.
A Mormon cult alligator.
Mormon cultigator.
Who rapes baby alligators.
Let me check this real quick, see if it's still doing good. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Baby alligator's fault for wearing those bumps.
Bob Hope is the alligator.
Shouldn't have that big old jaw, baby alligator.
Can I?
They're walking in a dark swamp alone. Their fault.
Swimming naked in that swamp.
All provocative like.
Oh, we forgot to mention that the lady that called out Dorothy got called out for fucking her Japanese partner.
That's right.
Right? That's it, I guess. And there's another episode where there's a Japanese gardener, like around the and Sophia like fucks him. And so I was like, is that a thing in Florida? Like Japanese gardeners? Like.
Yeah,
because she said something about him blowing leaves. Like, that's not all he was
blowing. Blowing leaves off her lawn.
Blowing bushes, too.
I feel like these are, like, these are ways to reach, like, the racist old demographic.
You know? Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's funny. They're just saying racist shit.
Right. Well, like, if the Bob Hope fans are tuning in, they're going to want to hear, we're going to have to throw in some racist jokes.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, let's go to the golf course and pull a Lucy and Ethel, like, situation going on. Which was,
dress up as men.
Yes.
Yes. Into the actual the men's locker room.
Probably because women weren't allowed at this club.
Which they all actually, because they're so old, like, pulled off looking like
they did.
Men. Yeah, well, what's her face? Dorothy looked, not Dorothy, Blanche. She looked like Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did. That was Christopher Walken, guys. They're brother and sister. Problem solved. Or mystery solved.
He's like, more cowbell.
More cowbell, guys. It was
Dang it.
But Dorothy kind of looked hot.
Yeah, she looked like some kind of like football coach or something. Very distinguished.
Very distinguished.
Lady man.
Slut?
No, Dorothy's a lady man.
Oh, lady man.
Dorothy's BR.
She belongs in those clothes.
Yeah. I think she felt at home.
Yeah.
This is the real me.
Yeah.
Like,
see a manly woman wearing manly clothes.
Was she a lesbian? Because I know my dad would ask me if I was.
Like Adele, rumor has it.
My dad would ask me, like, did that used to be a man? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm a kid.
She's very
did
manly.
That thing.
Yeah. No, he was cool with that stuff. Like, he was. Yeah.
I mean, there's no, like, document saying that she was a lesbian.
Okay.
But
government issue document.
It's been redacted from the actual testimony.
In her taxes.
The document was destroyed.
Indicted.
A paper shredder.
A document.
A document.
I thought you were going to say she was indicted into the Dyke Hall of Fame.
All right.
She eats pussy, guys. That's what we're saying.
But there's a guy, a gentleman in a towel, just a towel alone.
Yeah.
And Blanche knew her way entirely around
this
men's locker room.
She goes and blows a dude. She, like, goes, blows off a couple dudes, and then they, like, Rose realizes that Bob Hope isn't. Oh, they realize that. Oh, Blanche comes in. Sorry. I keep realizing what I'm saying. Blanche comes in and she's like, Bob Hope just took off in a limousine or something. And
they said he was going to go to the airport.
He was going to go to his own airport. The dead Bob Hope airport. In
which
Burbank.
Is
which is
a euphemism for he's dying. I'm going to the airport.
Yeah, which is funny because this is filmed in Burbank. That's where that airport is at. Whoa.
In Florida? No.
What's that?
California.
Coincidence?
Coincidence? I think yes. So
fair.
And Betty White in her pants, like, she turns around, she comedically timing perfect, because you don't see the pants up to her boobs until she turns around slowly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, I fucking love you, Betty White. You're so funny. Anything for a laugh, that woman will do. And so she realizes that maybe she's just making this up.
She had, like, Betty White had, like, attached her father figure onto Bob Hope, like, watching movies and stuff. And then when he leaves to go to the airport, she's, like, coming to this realization that, like, maybe he really... He wasn't my real dad.
Yeah, because,
But then she's like, I'm just a foolish old lady.
Right.
With something about fantasies or something. When she said foolish old lady.
A foolish old woman, like, full of fantasies or some shit.
Oh, man.
We watched this once.
You can see her brain break.
Yeah.
Like, it's real sad.
Right. And then they cuddle around her, and then these two dudes come out, and they see what they believe is three men just hugging each other and rocking,
embracing,
back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, shit, that guy that just blew us is kind of...
He's gay.
He's gay.
How dare the dude that blew... us. Be gay.
Do you sweat that much when you golf that you need to shower?
In Miami. That's a good point. It's probably like 85, 90 degrees. Like,
it's humid as fuck. You're going to have swamp ass.
Okay. Like, I just got done with a football game.
Yeah, you they're know? Like, yeah, it's so weird.
That's really funny.
Anyway. So then the next scene they're at the show. And the triplets are doing their thing.
The butterface triplets.
Yeah, they pan upward on the legs. You and then you see the see little short vaginas. Dresses.
Yeah. Which is, I would say, most of the act.
Which, their vaginas looked a lot younger than their faces. I thought.
Yeah, their vaginas were like rejuvenated.
Yeah, pristine, really.
Sparkling.
The man, there were six beautiful lips on that stage.
Oh, God.
And they strummed.
And then three ugly ones.
Oh, God. Poor ladies. They've been in other shows, too.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't know what other shows, but they've been in other shows.
We're going to assume Elf.
Yeah.
Yes, probably.
They were in Elf.
Yeah.
Empty Nest, possibly.
Empty Nest, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
They should have gotten their own spinoff. The Butterface Sisters. Butterface Sisters strumming around. Rejuvenated vagina lips. Short skirts. That's your theme song.
It's a good one.
Thank you. Okay, so then they make a joke about a waterbed. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah. Then Dorothy decides to do her stand-up about... those ladies have had more miles
on their guitars.
On their
boots.
Oh,
those boots have had more miles on them than Joan Collins's waterbed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joan Collins, yeah. Very sexy. Yeah. Had a lot of people walking in and out of her bed.
Yeah. People fuck her.
Why mention it? People, it's a waterbed. Though.
People gangbang her in a waterbed.
Is there significance to that?
I don't know.
I think in the 80s and the 70s and 80s, I think the waterbed
they
was...
They only had waterbeds.
That was like a status.
That's why we're having a fucking drought water now. Thanks stars. A lot, 80s and 90s.
They had all this alligator
California
water.
California would be saved.
If you were fucking on waterbeds all the time.
Yeah, that was the thing in like 70s and 80s. Like, that was like a status symbol was a waterbed.
Yeah.
It was a real bad time.
But
and apparently it made it, like, sluttier if you were on a waterbed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That means you get a lot of traction.
Yes. Yeah.
That means your bed could potentially leak onto your floor. Yeah. So sexy.
You don't know if there's a leak or if you have a leak. Sorry, guys. That was gross. Okay. So then, she forgets the joke. That's what got me. Like, halfway through, she's like, waterbed. Good one.
Maybe she was, like, trying to recover, like, waterbed,
she dug herself
right?
into this hole. Now she's trying to climb out. Then backstage, like, Sophia's trying to get Alfonso on stage, and he's... Dorothy's not letting him. She's like, a deal's a deal. You're breaking the deal. Don't be a bitch. Let Alfonso go on. And so it turns out that Rose didn't take Bob Hope off the programs. And so everybody's excited to be there that the programs have Bob Hope, and they're waiting for Bob Hope.
So there's double chaos. There's the chaos of Alfonso the Great and also Bob Hope still being on the programs.
Yeah. Right.
And it's Dorothy's problem, the whole thing.
The whole thing is just chaos.
I should also mention that they put Rose in charge of the programs, and like this is about the 50th printing error that she's made in the history of this series.
Really, like, shame on them.
Yeah,
it actually it wasn't an error. She did it correctly, and then fucked up.
She forgot to take it off.
Well, yeah, I mean, she did it correctly in her mind.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm saying. They trust a mentally unstable person to print all these things out.
No. Get a printing proof, guys.
But like, but are people there like to see Bob Hope because it was on a press release as well? Like, I don't understand how they filled the room or if they even filled the room.
I love how things like I wish that was for comedy shows. You were just like, hey, like, I have this talent show tonight, and then there's 500 people there to watch you, like, just magically.
Yeah, and it's a talent show for charity. How talented do you need the people to be? Or, like, are people going to not donate because they're not talented? I think it's an entry fee. You got them in the seats. Shut the fuck up. Just put on a show. Like, even if it sucks. You know? Sorry. It just, like...
Anthony Decimito. Sharing his personal views about this.
It hit a little close to home. Okay? It hit a little close to home. It got real.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just pissed me off.
I guess, yeah, it was, I mean, this was presented, like, the stakes were, like, so high.
Yeah.
Like, they were, like, the ladies' auxiliary club was going to be, like, so embarrassed.
Yeah.
If this...
She's, like, lived on this earth for, like, what, 60 years, and she's all of a sudden going to be broken. Yeah. Like, her image, her reputation is just going to be diminished because of this club. That's not a cult.
And that's a thing that happens in the Golden Girls a lot, is that they're learning lessons that they should have learned in their teens or 20s. You know, it's like, oh, I realize that materialism isn't important. Like, things like that. I'm like, wait, don't, you know, that you learn that in kindergarten. Like, that's... What?
You've learned this 5 times already, Blanche.
Yeah.
They just keep forgetting because they all have Alzheimer's.
They keep forgetting the lessons. Yeah. So, yeah. So then Blanche... okay, so then they let Sophia and the magician, Alfonso, go on stage. And they have this disappearing act where Sophia goes into... she disappeared and we don't see her again, which concerned me.
she's cut in half.
They couldn't pay her for the whole show.
Yeah, regardless of the magic trick called for cutting her in half or not, he was gonna cut her in half, and then that's what happened.
Or she like caught Bob Hope before he got to his own airport, killed him, and is wearing his dead body suit.
Oh yeah, that's clear what happened.
But he like she sewed him back up. Yeah.
So like in the middle of his like magician act, Betty White goes out to like apologize to the audience that Bob Hope's not going to be there.
Yeah. The show isn't even over, but halfway through the magic trick, she's going to
apologize. She has no respect for this magician at all. She's
no
like,
one does.
Yeah. She's like, fine, he can perform, but I'm just going to apologize while he's performing.
It's so rude. Like, not this could, like, they're ruining their own show. The audience is probably like, why are they fucking this shit up? Like, no one gives a fuck.
I don't know. If I were at a turn event, someone was like, I'm pretty much having a psychotic break right now. I think it'd be pretty great. I would donate more money. I'd be like, all right. This is the good shit. Who gives a fuck about Bob Hope?
Right. We're seeing a train wreck that's priceless. So then she's like, I'm sorry, there's not going to be a... And then she says, Bob Hope, and someone yells, but I don't know who yelled Bob Hope.
The the magician Alfonso says, presto. All of a sudden he remembers the magic word, it was presto, and he opens the door, and halfway through her apology, which she's like, I'm so sorry, there's not going to be a celebrity, and then that's when Bob Hope comes out.
It's just so unlike a sitcom, for things to work out perfectly.
Right. Just coincidence. I think yes. And so... I don't know. Sophia just gone. He tells.
Oh no, Sophia is backstage because she's the one who tells them that his vaudeville partner.
Yeah, you're right. She did pop up.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was backstage.
So she did disappear.
She's just small and she can hide very easily.
I think you guys should do like Golden Girl podcast where we just remember what happened in the show. You know?
This is basically the podcast.
Yeah, that's...
Recalling what things happened.
Thank you for recalling a Golden Girls episode.
Today on the podcast, we're going to recall what we watched in fragments.
We weren't even stoned, but it... So... Someone was eating cookies and snacks.
So the Bob does very political humor because I guess racism is off the table.
He came full force with, well, he was against the Republicans.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a full force with the Democratic platform.
Yeah. So interesting, because like, with Donald Trump and everything, they keep referencing Reagan, and all his jokes were about Reagan.
Totally.
Which is kind of interesting.
Just kind of like making fun of Reagan, like moving back to California, and then another out-of-work actor in California.
Because he used to be the actor. He used to be an actor, and he was governor of California for a while.
He flew from Washington, D.C. to my airport. and then a Nancy Reagan, earthquake joke, because I guess there were a bunch of earthquakes, like, at that time. I don't remember.
Yeah, in California. And then he was like, I guess God's a Democrat.
Yeah. And that's how
he's trying to destroy California because a Republican's coming back.
Right. And he ends it with that, with like a joke where people died and it's really dark.
But there was died. Just get shaken up.
Shaken up. Oh, people didn't die? Okay.
Maybe some people died, but not a lot.
Right.
Not the good ones.
That's not
what, enough to be covered
like,
in the news.
This
a
is
lot.
What the charity is for, is all these earthquakes, and he's gonna like bust out the earthquake jokes. They're like, we told you, Bob Hope, no earthquake jokes. This is an earthquake benefit for California.
Oh, yeah. And then in the middle of his jokes, like, Betty White's, like, talking about how, oh, like, he did come. Like, this is a dream come true. Like, in the middle of his jokes, like,
and there's,
to the other girls.
And they're standing.
Yeah, they're all standing
on stage. Yeah.
Really close, though. It's not just, like, you know, a far right stage. It's, like, almost center.
Yeah.
They're
standing right next to him as he's performing.
They're taking the whole right wing of the stage. Like, they are blocked. They are blocked. They are, like, in position. They're lined up. And they're just, like, in awe of him. And Blanche, before anything else, which is really weird, that in front of everybody in this show, Blanche decides to, like, rub up against Bob Hope. And, like, he's like, girl, like, I can't, my keys, like, I don't even have room for my keys with you all up in mouth.
Yeah.
Keys probably bent from Alfonso.
most definitely.
In Blanche's vagina.
Just like his dick.
His crooked dick that Sophia destroyed when he murdered her. She murdered him. Okay. And so...
Yeah, just casually go on with that.
Sure, I'll just go on that whole rant. Sorry, guys. Okay, so then everything ends well. Hey, did I miss anything?
Betty White was all, yeah, he wasn't my real dad.
Yeah,
but
I'll never know.
But this was still nice that this was all coincidental.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, wait, did we mention that the magician and Bob Hope were best friends, and that's how he showed up? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He used to be his old partner.
In Vaudeville,
And now he's Bob Hope. So it's all these people that Bob Hope has left behind.
That, like, the little people.
Betty White,
Alfonso. And now he's doing them a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's also weird that he didn't invite Alfonso golfing with him. What a fucking dick.
Well, we don't know that. We don't, he might
have
been.
Bob Hope didn't have to take a shower like the other guys did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Just,
well, maybe Blanche blew him. And he was just, he was like, yeah, dude.
Blew who? The dudes?
Yeah, he thought Christopher Walken was blowing him.
And that's why he didn't go take a shower?
Yeah. Because he was bathing Christopher Walken's
Christopher Walken sucked his wet out
saliva.
Off of me.
He's like, I'm just going to go to the airport now because some dude's blowing another dude in the bathroom.
Christopher Walken sucked the sweat out of me.
Christopher Walken's twin sister who looks just like him.
It
was a hole in one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so Bob Hope's set ends very, like, on a weak note. He doesn't even have, like, a good closer.
He has a one joke that, like, just bombed. Like, I got, like, one clap.
That was his last joke.
Was it the last joke?
Yeah.
God, it was so weird. And then the show ends, and they could make millions of dollars. Dollars! for the auxiliary ladies.
To fund Mormon cults.
Yeah.
Alligator Mormons.
Yeah.
Alligator rapist Mormons.
Exactly. Okay.
The end.
So, we did it, guys.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Yay. Thanks for being on this road trip with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And, and this comes out July 6th. So, Heidi, do you have anything going on after July 6th that you would like to promote, or where can people find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at Heidi Geldis, so that's HEIDIGELDIS, and it's Heidi Geldis on Twitter. I can't remember any dates, but I'm sure I have some shows that I'll post.
Yeah, just follow her on Twitter and you can see the shows. And Kirsten, where will you be after July 6th?
I have a show on July 6th. Is that cool? Because we'll like post this like earlier in the day.
Yeah, right? 10 a.m. usually.
I'll get tons of people.
Yeah. A lot of people.
I'll be at the Tempe Improv July 6th. It's going to be a cool show. James Petrogal is headlining. Also follow me on Twitter at Dirty Hippie Comic.
Yay, and hippie with a Y, right?
Yes, yes, hippie with a Y, not IE.
Yay. Thank you. And Genevieve, where will you be? Where can people find you online after July 6th?
All right. Well, I am at Genevieve Rice on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So I will be at Comedy Snapchat at House of Comedy on July 19th. I believe it's 7:30. I don't know if it's free or $15 or whatever.
I think it's like $5 or $3 or something.
Yeah, we'll just
bring money.
Just bring money
and your soul.
Bring money and your laughter. Don't forget that laughter. So basically, the whole show, like
a chatterbox.
They show images and you have to riff jokes off of them.
Yay!
So it's pretty fun.
Lots of fun. And people can find you.
I already said that.
Damn it. Yeah. I was reading my credits. Yes, I was reading my credits. Yes, everything I've done. But I was reading my schedule when you said it. I'm sorry. After July 6th, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store July 8th at 10:30 p.m. at not the main room, somewhere, but I'm sure it's not the main room. And July 12th at Blam 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 at Art Bar. And somewhere in LA. And you can find me at Anthony Desimito on Twitter and Instagram, and along with our own individual podcast, our individual Twitters. The podcast also has a Twitter, and it's at Thank You for Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. You can also find us on Stitcher, iTunes, or any other platform you used to listen to us. Today, our next episode that we're going to do is season 4, episode 18, and I forget the title, so let's make one up.
Donkey Ball.
Donkey Ball,
Okay, season 4, episode 18, Donkey Ball, thank you everyone for listening, have a beautiful day, and or night, yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken, gonna stuff the chicken, like my mama taught me, like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken.